Hi, Jocelyn. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. You know, I seem to remember a Jocelyn Williams from about 2012 who was a Wednesday weather kid. That was you, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Was that? Yeah. Do you remember that? You remember doing the Wednesday weather kid?
I do. I remember coming in.
You do? Yeah. What else do you remember about it?
I remember being very nervous, a lot more nervous than I am right now.
You're not going to believe this.
What?
I have it.
Oh, no.
I have you doing the weather at age 8. Here's a very young Jocelyn Williams, age 8, as a Kickstarter 5.3 Wednesday weather kid. Check it out.
Please welcome back Jocelyn Williams, today's Kickstarter 5.3 Wednesday weather kid. Good morning. Welcome back, Jocelyn.
Today, showers with a high of 49. Tonight, showers continue through tonight and overnight, low around 38. Tomorrow, a slight chance of showers and partly sunny with a high of 58. Friday, rain likely. Saturday, a 50% change of rain. Sunday, rain likely. Lots of math.
What's the math equation on that? Rain plus rain plus rain equals
rain.
Yeah, lots of rain. There it is. There it is. And boy, you just couldn't wait. You get right into that weather forecast. I didn't even tell you to do the weather, and you're like, I'm doing the weather. Here I go. Ready or not, here's the weather. But you did a good job. So now you get to jump back in the limousine and get
hauled off to the limo, pick you up, bring you here.
And, that was pretty cool.
All the kids are going to see you get out and just tell everybody you won the lottery. You had a good time.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that's right. You were really into. We were talking about how you really love math a few minutes ago, and that's right. Back then, you were into math.
Yes.
Yeah. So, what math? You're in Grace Harbor College right now.
Yes.
Are you taking a math class?
So I already took as many as I was allowed. That would count towards my AA.
Really? So you don't have to take any more until you move up.
Yeah, I took
Can you
some,
get ahead, though?
Yes, but I'm just focused on getting the requirements for now and then going back.
So what was the last math class you took?
Oh, that's a great question.
How far in math did you get? I mean, was it when you're doing a lot of letters and stuff? I mean, that's pretty advanced, right? Geometry, algebra.
Those were in high school.
Oh, man. So what were you, trigonometry?
You go into trigonometry in high school, but I didn't take that in college. But
I never got past algebra in high school, okay?
I loved algebra.
Algebra was like a mystery to me.
That was my favorite class in high school.
Oh, man. Did you like, the first year I took algebra, I failed. It was my sophomore year in high school. I failed algebra. But our teacher was like hardcore. She was new. She was right out of college. It was like her first teaching job. And she was like teaching it like a college class. Oh. So you couldn't use calculators. You had to write everything down, show all your work. And I failed miserably.
Oh.
Me and the drummer from the band The Melvins, Dale Crover, we both, I think, flunked that class. He was a senior. But he's a very successful musician now, so I guess that doesn't matter. But what's funny about that is next year I had to take it again. And I had a different teacher who, you can use a calculator. You know how to do these things. The calculator is just a tool to help you figure out the problem. And then I got a B. So I did pretty
good. That's good.
But then after that, I didn't have to take more math classes, so I didn't. That's why I'm a DJ.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't involve a lot of math. All right. So you love math.
Yes.
So what was the last class?
It was
What's after trigonometry?
It was some word version. It wasn't like...
Mm-hmm.
The name, but right now I'm in chemistry, so there's math in that.
Okay, yeah.
And I like that kind of stuff.
What are you trying to go for when you do all your schooling? What is your goal? What do you want to become?
Right now I'm just trying to get my AA, but I do want to become a social worker one day.
Mm-hmm.
And part-time I'd love to learn phlebotomy, too.
Lobotomy?
Yeah.
All right. That might come in
phlebotomy,
handy.
Phlebotomy.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Lobotomy, those are two different things.
Yeah, those are very different
things. Very different things. So let's talk about your social impact initiative. What is your platform?
Encouraging blood donation. So donate blood today, save lives tomorrow.
All right. And why? What made you pick that?
So I'm a blood donor myself, and I know that there's a global shortage going on, and that blood is necessary for everyone to survive, so people should be donating.
You gotta have blood.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you like a type, like the type O, you can donate to anybody?
No, I'm B positive.
I'm an A positive. That means our blood don't mix. What's the one, the universal? It's type O, right?
Yes.
Type O. Okay, or is it O negative? Or any type of O? I don't know. I know it's an
there's
O.
There's definitely a difference.
I know there's an O that's the universal.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's get into the talent portion. What are you going to be doing for that?
I wrote myself...
Oh, wait. The weather. You're going to do the weather, right?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
It looks very cloudy.
What are you going to do?
So I wrote myself a monologue, and I'm going to be performing that.
You wrote it?
Yes.
What's it called?
Within an hour.
Okay. Can you give us anything as far as what it's about?
It goes a little bit into life, and then mm-hmm. it ties back to my social impact initiative at the end.
And there are things that you thought about within an hour?
Yes.
I like it. Very clever. All right. Which portion of the show are you looking forward to the most?
So I'm really looking forward to the onstage question because mm-hmm. I'm the most nervous about that. So I'm looking forward to that.
I think that's universal.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've had some practice questions.
Yes.
What was the one that you got that kind of threw you? Did you have any questions that made you go, I don't know if I want to answer that?
I got asked about school safety and mm-hmm. how I felt about children being safe or not at school. And that was a very hard one to answer because I have little siblings.
Yeah. And how did you answer?
I said that I do have a hard time believing that schools are safe because mm-hmm. of the things that have happened. And that I just hope that things get better.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like that the safety precautions that have been put into place lately have helped a lot.
Yeah. Well, what are you, the opening number... Mm-hmm. You're going to be doing the which is a dance and a song routine, correct?
Yes.
I know you kids, everybody's been sworn to sweet secrecy. You can't tell me anything about it, can you?
Not really.
All right.
I think I'll just get in trouble.
You might. You might get in trouble. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a fun night. You're going to have a great time. Break a leg, as they say. And just for old time's sakes, you want to do the weather forecast? No, I'm kidding. You don't have to do it's good to see you, Jocelyn.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Go see Jocelyn. Support the girls. Get a ticket. Go out to the show. It's this Saturday night, the 7th Street Theater. All the details are at our website, including links to get tickets and links to the Miss Grace Harbor page, KIX953.com. And you can hear this whole interview in its entirety on KIX953.com a little later today. All right. All right. Off to go. Where are you going off to next?
I'm going to go take some photos with you guys, and then I'm going to go do some homework.
All right. Homework. Woo, you woo-hoo. Like a party.
Yeah.
Jason Aldean. Lights come on. KIX 95.3.